Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for March 31st of 2025. During the fall of 2024, I know it was a long, long time ago, we were constantly flooded with news stories explaining how Americans felt like the economy was struggling, and it was all thanks to Joe Biden. But today, inflation still remains an issue, and with Dear Leader Trump's insane tariff policy that'll cost consumers, the economy is really getting weaker. A University of Michigan survey revealed last week that 2 out of 3 Americans expect unemployment to get worse in the next year, the highest reading in that survey since 2009. And we learned last week that Michigan had the largest unemployment rate increase than any other state in the union over the past year. Now, the state's jobless rate has historically remained higher than the national unemployment rate from 2003 to 2023, further illustrating, I think, how years of slashing taxes for the rich and corporations, not to mention the foolish bipartisan belief that shelling out corporate welfare brings in jobs, has not worked. And the Detroit News' Craig Mauger says while Trump wasn't in office during the last year, employers, especially those in the auto industry, are on edge with Dear Leader's recent 25% tariff on imported vehicles. On top of that, Dear Leader is expected to order extra tariffs on April 2nd, a day he calls liberation, but it's hard for Michiganders to feel liberated while shackled by his failing economy. And on top of that, the Elon and Trump administration are continuing to fill its regime with anti-union people, while Dear Leader just issued another executive order saying the government won't recognize or bargain with federal worker unions. Hey, you sure you want to still cozy up to this maniac, UAW President Sean Fain? I'm talking to you. So this is where yours truly fails to grapple with this whole situation. Michigan and America, you see, voted for Trump despite him being a convicted felon and someone found liable for sexual assault and a failed businessman. They still voted for him because they believed that he felt their pain and he would make their economic situations better. Yet Elon Musk and Trump's USDA slashed $4.3 million in food bank shipments across Michigan. What? Yeah, the Detroit Free Press says the canceled orders account for 2 million meals over the next 5 months. And of course, we know how much MAGA Republicans in Congress are hoping to cut food stamp funding, which hurts many struggling families and also family farmers. Meanwhile, Elon and Trump's Health and Human Services, headed by RFK Jr., announced it will slash its department by 10,000 jobs while closing 5 regional offices across the country. This is happening at the same time, of course, when MAGA Republicans in Congress are also working to slash billions in Medicaid funding. And while he's not bribing people in Wisconsin with million-dollar checks to vote for an extreme MAGA nominee for that state Supreme Court race, Elon is also trying to find ways to gut Social Security. At the same time, Elon and Trump are working with congressional MAGA Republicans to enact even more tax cuts for its elite, untouchable corporate tax base. If inflation is bad due to corporations artificially keeping their prices higher, how does giving them additional tax cuts help the people rather than, you know, punishing them for price gouging or greedflation? If the economy was as bad as MAGA said it was during the Biden years, why cut Medicaid, Medicare, food stamp, and food bank spending? This is when people need it the most. If the people are hurting in today's economy, how does cutting essential services in favor of massive tax breaks for the rich and corporations help working class Americans? Oh, right. It's never been about helping the working class. It's always been about helping Trump, Elon, and their elite, untouchable class. Bank on it. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.